Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
Okay, well, there's a subject I want to talk about today that's been on my heart for quite a while. And I've thought for many years as a Christian, is there more? Is there more to the Christian life than what we're, or than what I'm currently experiencing? And I've heard people asking, saying, I need more faith. I need more love. I need more power. And I keep thinking, yeah, I understand those things, that when we want to see more things happening, we read the Bible, we see what happened in the Old Testament about how the Lord delivered Israel, how he was with Abraham, how he was with David, and we can just see all the things that happened. And we look at the New Testament with what Jesus did and what the disciples did. And I quite often ask myself, is there more? Is there more? And I look at this area of faith because I sometimes think, well, if it says in the Bible, if we believe, if we have faith, we can do these amazing miracles. We can move mountains. We can heal the sick. We can cast out demons. So I keep thinking, is there more? Because we know that God is a good God. We even just sung this morning, he's a good, good God. So I think, well, if God's so good, why is there so much missing in our lives? And so I've come across some scriptures. I mean, I've been reading into this over the last year or so. I just want to share with you some of the things that I've come across to try and encourage you that there's a way that we can make our faith more effective. So it's not just a matter of saying, I want more. The good news is that we don't always need more. The Bible says even a small amount, a small mustard seed of faith is enough to move mountains. We just need to make it effective. And so I just want to talk about a few things here. And the story in the book of Matthew about how this father, he brings this demon-possessed boy to the disciples so that they can cast out the demon. But they couldn't cast out this demon. So the father then brought the boy to Jesus, and Jesus cast out the demon. And the disciples, they were confused. They asked Jesus, why couldn't we cast this demon out? Now, you've got to remember that the disciples had previously cast out demons. They were sent out two by two, and they came back and they said, look, we've cast out demons, we've healed the sick, we've done these things. Isn't it amazing? But then this time, this person came, and they were not able to cast out the demon. And so Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for sure did I say to you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. So as I read this, I can see there's two things here. The disciples, they had faith. They tried to cast this demon out. They knew they'd done it before, so they had faith. And they were totally surprised when it didn't work. And it says here that their unbelief stopped their faith from working. And so I don't know what part their unbelief was. I've heard people say that maybe that the boy manifested when he was with these demons, and they got surprised, and they started to look at the physical things rather than trusting in the Lord. That's one of the things I've heard. I'm not sure what it was. Jesus said that their unbelief stopped their faith from working. And so we know that the disciples had faith. And the second thing I read into this is you only need a little bit of faith, a little bit of faith. Some of the versions I've read on this verse, it says, because of your little faith. Now, I don't think that's quite right. I think the correct translation is unbelief, because then it says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. So if you have little faith, you can do big things. So I think of this thinking, so what's wrong, Lord? I believe, I have faith. What's the missing part? I think it comes down to this unbelief that sometimes can take root in our hearts. And also we need to learn how to walk in the faith that we've been given. And there's a verse I've come across that I find is just really, really helpful to understand what some of the things that we can do to make our faith more effective. And so if we look at Philemon chapter 1 and verse 6, I've got it here in two different versions. It says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So our faith, isn't it? Our faith becomes effective. It starts to work as we acknowledge every good thing which Jesus Christ has put in us. I thought, well, that's interesting. I haven't even heard that before, even though this verse has been, I've read it over a few times. And the Amplified version, it says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective and powerful because of your accurate knowledge of every good thing that is ours in Christ. So it comes down to, we need to know what we have. We need to know, if we don't know what we have, how can we acknowledge it? And if we don't acknowledge it, it's how can our faith become more and more effective? I mean, we know a lot about faith already. And I'm going to put hundreds of verses on the screen, but let's put these ones here. Faith comes by hearing. That's one of the keys. Hearing the word of God brings faith into our lives. Faith works by love. Another thing that's important, another key, faith works by love. We live by faith and not by sight. We are justified by faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So there's all these verses of faith. We know a lot about faith. But I haven't heard a lot of people talking about how to make our faith effective, how to make it work, how to make it so that we can then start to do the things that we read about in the Bible, the things that God has promised that we can do and that we should be doing. And there's two stories I really like that talk about faith. And one of them is Elisha's servant. If we go back to the Old Testament, Elisha was the prophet at the time, and the enemy was coming to attack Israel. And God was telling Elisha all of the enemy's battle strategies. So he'd go and tell the king, and then they'd be defeated. The enemy would be defeated at every turn. The enemy thought, well, what's going on here? So when they found out that Elisha was telling all of their secrets, they sent the armies to go and capture Elisha. And Elisha's servant woke up early one morning, went outside, and he saw the whole army of the enemy surrounding them. And he was terrified. He ran back inside and told Elisha that the army was there. And Elisha just didn't even worry. He said, look, there's more with us than there is with them. And I think he would have thought to himself, well, hang on, there's you and there's me. And I can see all this army outside. So how can there be more? So when Elisha prayed and his servant's eyes were opened, he could see. He could see the armies of heaven were surrounding them. And when he saw the armies of heaven surrounding them, I'm sure his faith rose up. His fear died. And he no longer had that. He wasn't afraid of them anymore. And when I think about that, I think, well, when his eyes were opened, that wasn't when the armies of heaven turned up. They were already there. The armies of heaven were always there. He just couldn't see them. He didn't know they were there. And that when his eyes were opened, he could see them. So that talks to me about a faith. If we can't see it, if we don't know it, then how can we walk in the victory we're supposed to walk in? And the second story that I really like is about Peter. Because I remember Peter, we see that he denied Jesus, he walked on water, all these things, he was up and down all over the place. And then he when he received the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost, he went out with John and he healed this crippled man who was at the entrance to the gates. He didn't pray for the guy. He just said, I give you what I've got. Get up and walk. He had faith. He knew what he had. He knew that he'd been given power and authority to release healing. And he released it. Whereas before, he was afraid. He was shy. He was timid. He was denying the things of God. And so that shows that faith can be effective. And we go back into Ephesians. And Paul had this amazing prayer. And he wrote this prayer. He wrote to people in Ephesus. He wrote this prayer to them. He said, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So what Paul is saying here is, I want you to understand the power that you have inside of you. And I was wondering, why did Paul have to remind them? These people would have seen the miracles of Jesus. These people would have seen the miracles of the apostles, but they still had to be reminded that there was incredible power that was on the inside of them. And it's that power on the inside that needs to come out. And so these verses tend to tie together. Of course, there's another verse I haven't put on the screen. It's in 2 Peter 1, verse 3. It says that his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. Most people just stop halfway through that verse and say, yes, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But there's a condition. It's through the knowledge of him. And so, when I tie these verses together, I see that there are some keys to walking in great faith. We have to know. We have to know what we have. We have to acknowledge it. We have to fight against the unbelief that comes upon us. And when I read these scriptures, it gives me great encouragement that, yes, I keep saying, is there more? And I think, yes, there is more. And it's not that God's not wanting to give it to us. He's given it to us. He has filled us with his spirit. He's filled us with power. And if we don't understand it, if we don't acknowledge it, if we don't believe it, or if we have doubts, then there's no way that we can release it. We're like the disciples who one day cast out demons, the other day they couldn't. And so we're not perfect. And I think it comes to a stage where we need to understand that the Bible's given to us to help us and to encourage us so that we can move forward in our lives. And I've just written down here a few things that, what are some of the good things that are in us? If we're to be reminded and acknowledging the good things that Christ has put in us, what are some of those things? And I think if we don't remind ourselves, we forget them so quickly. So when I started to write a list, and I could have written pages, but what are some of the good things that are in us that we can acknowledge? We have salvation. We have deliverance. We have peace. We have love. We have the spirit of love in us, so we can love as Jesus loved. We can love our enemies. We can love others as Jesus loved. We have overwhelming victory. We have the mind of Christ. We have power and authority. We have blessing. It even says in Ephesians, we are blessed with every blessing in heavenly places, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. We have an anointing. We have knowledge. We have an inheritance. We have wisdom. We have grace. We are a new creation created according to God in true righteousness and holiness, that we are his workmanship, that we are adopted, that there is an inheritance. I think we put them there twice, actually. We have freedom. We have a future. We have revelation. We have eternal life. There are so many things that we have that I think we sometimes forget. And so that verse in Philemon talks about us, our faith being affected as we acknowledge what we have, as we acknowledge what Christ has already put in us. And I know when I was at school, and when you go to school, if you have a problem, you ask the teacher for help. And so I think we need to start to realize that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, and we should be asking the Holy Spirit for help to understand these things. We need to be praying for the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, to give us understanding, to help us to know what we have. Because we can just say, oh, yes, I'm saved, my sins are forgiven, but we forget that we have power, we have authority. And I just love those verses which says that if you believe, you will cast out demons in my name. You will lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. So this is my heart's desire. There is more. There is more. It's not that God's not giving it to us. It's already there. I need to acknowledge it. I need to pursue it. I need to keep pressing into these things and to see it come to pass, because if I forget it, if I don't understand it, then how can I ever release it? So I want to encourage us as we go through this week to start acknowledging what we have, not saying, God, I want more faith, I want more faith, saying, Lord, I thank you, you've given me the spirit of faith. I thank you, you've given me your love. I thank you, you've given me your power. Holy Spirit, show me how to use this. Holy Spirit, teach me how to walk in these things. Teach me how to walk as Peter walked, and releasing the faith, releasing the power to release healing. And so as we go through this one, I'd like to encourage us to think on these things and to meditate on it, that our faith can be effective. It can be effective as we acknowledge what we have, as we remember and are aware of what's already been placed within us, that we have that power to release the amazing things of God into our situations. So that's just my short message for you for today. And I've got a few discussion points, a few things to talk about coming up here. And the first one, in what areas do you think you need more faith, or you'd like to see your faith grow? And that in some ways goes against what I've been saying, because I'm saying we don't need more faith. We already have all the faith we need. A small amount of faith is all we need. But I notice quite often we start to think about things. We start to talk about, I need more faith. So this starts at the grassroots. What are the areas where you think you need more faith? And if you think you need more faith in this than that, and I think I need more faith to share the gospel, okay, what has God already placed with me? He's already placed power. He's already placed his word. And so we can then start to move forward. So talk about what areas you think you need more faith. And also discuss what areas you feel that you might have some unbelief or some doubt. And I heard a story over here in Romania that there was a person who was really, really sick with an incurable sickness. And all the church started praying and praying and praying. And this person was healed. And one of the people said, oh, I never thought I'd get healed. And I just started laughing. I was thinking, you said you were praying for this person, but what you said just declared your unbelief. You said you didn't believe he would get healed. So why are you praying for him? We need to start to change our minds and start to believe. If the Lord says, you will lay hands upon sick and they shall recover, let's believe that. Let's not have doubt. So talk about any areas you feel you might have any unbelief or any doubt. And then the last thing is to find and discuss those verses that relate to those areas, encouraging one another and acknowledging what we already have in Christ. We already have the victory. We already have the power. We already have the ability to stamp on the works of the enemy. We can cast out those demons. Let's rise up. Let's walk. Let our faith be effective as we come to the end of this year. Let's be resolved that we will finish it this year on a high note. We will start to walk in effective faith. We will see the things of the Lord coming to pass, and we will see signs and wonders and miracles coming to pass.